Otherworldly stuff there. A little bit closer to home, Ralph in Stamford would like to know why some thunderstorms have lightning and some don't.
I think that actually, if you are going to have a thunderstorm, that means by definition you're hearing thunder. So if you're hearing thunder, you're hearing a shockwave. And what's happened during a thunderstorm to make that shockwave is that something has heated a patch of the air to a very high temperature, and it's made the air expand supersonically, making a shockwave. And that's then coming towards you through the air as a rippling roll of thunder. So you can't really have the heating of the air without some kind of electrical discharge, which is what the lightning is. And in fact, I think when people have done calculations and measurements, a lightning bolt actually registers a temperature of about 30,000 degrees C, which is 5 or 6 times hotter than the surface of the sun. So I don't think you can have a thunderstorm without a lightning bolt, because you wouldn't hear any thunder, because something, some discharge has got to actually drive that happening in the first place. So I think probably it's just that the lightning is masked behind a layer of cloud or something and you just don't see it.